If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I was driving around yesterday, and I put on our pal Kevin Sheehan for a moment. And who did I hear on the Kevin Sheehan show? Scheduled to join the Junkies at 9:45 was Kevin Willard, the head coach at the University of Maryland. And he wasn't able to call into the show. I listened to Sheehan's show, and I hear he overslept, which is understandable. He's on the West Coast.
It's on the West Coast time. I kind of get it.
Yep. He was supposed to be on our show at 6:40 West Coast time.
Yes. Correct.
He even kind of alluded to some of the noise that was out there, and I don't know if you saw on social media, once he went on Sheehan's show, there were people throwing out theories, oh, he doesn't want to be on the Junkies. That's not the case. They scheduled the interview. But Kevin Sheehan
hit on... That did come to my mind, by the way, that he heard about us talking about him going to Villanova, so he didn't want to even entertain those questions. So that came to my mind.
But he kind of did entertain those questions. Yeah. Sheehan asked him whether or not he was staying at the University of Maryland. Here's what Coach Kevin Willard said yesterday.
So, are you staying?
As of right now, I'm staying, Kev, yes.
As of right now, but are you going to get the things that, are you comfortable right now saying that you're going to get the things you need and you are going to be at Maryland as the head coach next year and beyond?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and Brian Ullman has been phenomenal. He's actually the first guy that's come up to me. One of my issues is I just didn't have a great...
Tell everybody who Brian is.
Brian's it's the CEO. I'm not sure what his title is. He's in the athletic department, and he's way up there. There's a lot of people up there. Kev.
Okay, just so everybody knows. Yeah.
But he's been great. He's the first guy that's actually sat down with me, talked to me, and really found out what my concerns and what I really wanted, because it's not a contractual thing for me. It's more of a program thing for me. And Brian and I are on the same page. He has been awesome. He has put a lot of what I've felt over the last 3 years about the program. I think he's finally starting to understand where I want this program to go. And that's all that matters to me. I want this, what Lefty did, what Gary did, what Mark did, what I want to try to do is elevate this program to the best. It's what our fans want. It's what my donors want. They talk about it all the time. It's what I want. It's what my expectations are. And when you're at a place like Maryland, there's just certain things that need to be done to be at the top of college basketball. And I can tell you that I don't know if Brian's trying to get the AD job, but Brian's been phenomenal.
What'd you make of how he prefaced his answer?
Well, I mean, when he
by saying
when he first
as of
said,
right now,
as of right now,
yes,
and then Kevin followed up with him, and then he said, then he solidified it more.
Yeah.
But look, until there's something signed and there's a press conference announcing
anything can happen,
an extension, we don't know.
But I think he said that because he's still working out all the semantics,
right,
and the numbers of maybe not his contract, but what is going to be eligible for the Maryland program.
Which he's been stressing since he had that press conference before the game against Grand Canyon.
I was told yesterday that he was given about, under Evans, he was given about $3 to $3.5 million for basketball.
Okay.
And he wants about $7 to $7.5 million.
And the big bump.
And the president of the university, Daryl Pines, is going to be more involved in terms of that, because right now there's no acting athletic director.
Which makes sense. He's the president of the university, and until somebody else is hired as the AD, he can step in.
And Pines is a big sports fan, so I think he's going to get a significant bump in what is eligible for the basketball program.
Right.
As opposed to what it was when Evans was there.
I just put up our Surfside poll of the day. Our poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories. We're talking zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. It's delicious. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And the question is simply, do you believe Kevin Willard will stay when he says, as of right now? You can vote at Junks Radio. I wanted to note, and we have another clip we're going to play of Willard on with Kevin Sheehan yesterday. One thing which jumped out to me, which he talked about a little bit later, he was already working the portal on Monday. So they advance to the Sweet 16. Transfer portal opens up. He's working the phones on Monday. And he said, some of these guys, there's no recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
They just give you a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the figures, you said some of them go $1.2 million.
Right.
I got $1.2 million from here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have $1.4 million?
You want to match it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bidding war amongst these schools. And you can understand why Kevin Willard was going to Damon Evans and now to Daryl Pines. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, if we want to compete for national titles,
we need this number.
We can't have just $3 or $3.5 million. That number's got to go up.
Is Selton Miguel making $1 million?
Well, for some of those bombs,
he might have been worth it in hindsight.
In the last game, he might be worth whatever they're paying him, and then some.
Well, some of these kids, the premier kids, like the kid in New Mexico who went to the portal, are asking for $2 to $3 million.
Right.
Mm. Yep.
Well, think about it. The Yale kid, Danny, whatever his name is, got $1 million.
Danny Wolf.
Kid that went to Michigan.
Right.
He got $1 million. Danny Wolf.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was freaking Yale.
But how much did Hunter Dickinson get?
Thought they said two.
Like,
I mean, you never really know, because you just hear what's out there on social media and what's being reported. But it was significant.
Wow.
The problem is if Willard's saying we're only getting like $3 million a year for our budget, and I need $7.5 million if I'm trying to make this into a blue chip top tier program. Well, the problem is that there's no cap on these kids and what they're asking for, because $2 to $3 million for a premier player this year, all of a sudden is going to go to $3 to $5 million next year.
It's going to keep skyrocketing.
And if Maryland's war chest doesn't keep increasing as the price per player does, then all of a sudden we're going to be in the same cycle again.
Yeah. Well, there's no cap on what they can ask for, but there's a cap of what the school can pay. So if the school can only pay $21 to $22 million, then that's all they have to pay their athletes. So,
yeah, but then they can get endorsements on top of that.
Okay, that's totally different. That's not what the school can pay.
No, but the school can offer and say, hey, we got a great deal with Under Armour. We have Kevin Plank.
Have to come from an outside source. Yeah,
exactly.
But the total number is still going to be the majority of football. But that's why some of these basketball only schools like Xavier is going to be more attracted to a lot of the players, because that school doesn't have a bunch of money to spend on football.
Well, that's
now, it doesn't mean they're going to spend $20 million on basketball, but they've got more money to spend on basketball.
I missed the beginning. By the way, I did find my credit cards. Soccer, they fell out of my car.
Nice.
But then I couldn't get back in because I left my wallet in here because I didn't feel like carrying
it. How'd you get back in?
I had to go through. By the way, there's someone down there that works that has no understanding of elevators. This person thinks if you get in an elevator, you're going to magically appear in like another elevator shaft.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
I'm
sure you talked about the Willard stuff at the beginning. I wouldn't be shocked, though. In fact, if it was me, I think I would go to Villanova. You're just going to get more access to the money. The football doesn't matter there. You're not replacing a legend.
Like,
yeah, I don't know what the numbers would be. I don't know what the numbers would be because
Anything Maryland gives them.
But these coaches have to announce ASAP because the portal's open.
The next day or so. I
was told he's working on a contract in San Francisco by someone who's in San Francisco with him, right. And they want to have the deal done by Thursday.
Like I said, when he told Sheehan that he overslept, it made me think because he said he was already working the portal. Mm-hmm. That the guy is just exhausted.
Yeah.
He talks about what needs to change moving forward.
I'm curious to some of the specifics you mentioned, but were they the biggies? Like right now, the top two or three things that you really need to make Maryland what you want Maryland to be and what people like me want Maryland to be, the ability to compete at the highest levels of the sport, what are those things?
Yeah, I mean, but first and foremost, you know, obviously we're the fans don't really understand this, but we're entering into a whole new era of profit sharing, of literally schools paying players. I think the Big Ten, the SEC have done a good job of trying to move away from collectives and donors paying to schools paying. And, with a football program, with a really good women's program, with a phenomenal lacrosse soccer program, I don't want to take away from those programs, but at the same time, in men's basketball, you know, there's schools out there that are going to be able to do things that we can't do. So, I don't want someone telling me, especially since I don't have an athletic director, I don't want someone telling me that we're going to do it. I want to put in my contract. I don't want people making decisions about my program who aren't involved in my program that make decisions that affect my staff's life, my life, but doesn't affect their life. So those are big ones for me because, I live it, breathe it every single day. And again, I want this place to be the best. This fan base expects that. To be perfectly honest, it hasn't been treated that way for a long time, and my goal is to get it there.
I voted on our poll. I believe he's going to stay at Maryland, and everything he said was forward-looking to make Maryland the best program possible.
Yeah, and from what it sounds like, and it's smart, he wants it all in the contract. He doesn't want it to be with somebody who's not going to be there in 6 months or a year. Like, he wants it all documented, signed, legal document. Like, he doesn't want to just have a handshake deal with somebody, and I can't blame him for that.
No, so that's what he wants. He wants a guaranteed number that's going to be directly towards the basketball program.
Makes sense.
And not something word of mouth where they can backtrack and take it back. But I think that's what they're working on. So I would not be surprised if that deal is announced today.
But I don't know why I would even bother. Just go to Villanova. They'll pay you more.
Why are you so ready to kick him out door?
How do you know they'll pay him more?
I would double guess.
Maybe he actually likes being at Maryland.
Possible.
He's been here for 3 years. He doesn't want to just punt it. And if he gets a deal that he wants,
it's possible. But I'm just looking at it from their perspective. Like, basketball's number one. There's nothing like going to a place where basketball's number one.
Maryland should have basketball number one. They've tried to lift the football team so many times. Yeah. And outside of the fridge era, there hasn't been much glory.
Yeah.
These schools have to announce. They got to go out and get their guys like in the next 20 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why is Villanova not hiring anybody? They're obviously still talking to people.
Well, they were in on Patino Jr. and they're in on Porter Moser, and they're now the Patino Jr. is off the grid. Maybe Moser's announced today, or maybe whoever else is on their list is announced today.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't wait. Maybe Chris Collins goes. I mean, you got to make a decision because all these players are making their decisions before you have a coach.
None of them are pulling an Aaron Rodgers and just waiting.
No. Who? The players?
The transfer portal players.
Oh, I mean, they don't all sign on the first day, but yeah. I mean, a lot of them agree to numbers because it's like NFL free agency. The big number guys are going to be plucked quick.
It's crazy. It's crazy how much it's changed.
Yep.
It struck me. I thought he was going to play the clip when Willard said, yeah, he's like, you call somebody and they say, I got 1.2. Can you give me 1.4?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
And there's no real, that's why there's no real pitch like, hey, we have a beautiful campus.
Yeah, there's none of that. Those days are done.
We've got a great arena. we're on Practice Big Ten. Facility. We're on the Big Ten, it's Big Ten mine. Network. We're on ESPN a few times a year. There's none of that. It's just the number.
Bottom line driven. That's all that matters.
It's truly sad.
Kind of
well,
sad.
That's where we are now.
I'm glad for these kids to cash in a little bit. I think it's great.
The good players are cashing a lot.
Yeah, but you know, not gonna last you the rest of your life. You got to be really smart with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start acting like you're freaking, LeBron.
They better
know. Right, but let's say you're.
They better know they got to pay taxes on it.
Let's say you're a guy who's not likely to make it to the NBA. Maybe being, an overseas player for a little while, and by the time you're 30, you're going to be a financial analyst. Helps to start your life with $1 million in the bank.
It's a good start, but I'm just afraid they're going to blow.
Could you imagine when you graduated if you had $1 million and you just left it in?
No.
If you just left it in, what do they call it? Like just the Dow Jones.
Yeah, most people don't just leave it in.
Yes.
Or everybody spends
just on it. Most of it in a savings account. It's making 4%.
A lot of these kids that can't wait to help their parents out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Loxley doesn't seem that happy.
What is it? What's going on?
Yeah, Loxley.
Did he issue a statement or something?
Well,
he was asked about it.
Yeah.
You can maybe read the statement, but he said, number one, he thinks it should have been behind closed doors. Like,
we have audio.
I wanted to ask you about Coach Willard's comments over the weekend, talking about kind of the revenue share and with Damon leaving, obviously. Did you see them and what were your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm an old school DC guy. Family business is family business, so. I have no comment on any of those things. I mean, it doesn't pertain to my business. It doesn't pertain to what I need to do. As I've stated, since I've been here, I've gotten the resources that I've needed to build a foundation. I've learned in 33 years of coaching, there are no utopias. Every family has their issues and their dirty little secrets, but I'm of the opinion those are handled individually, handled behind closed doors within family ranks.
That's him just saying, I'm staying out of this. I've got my thing going on here. He can do his own thing over there.
Yeah, but I could see it's going to be a turf war. He's sure. Like, oh, they're going to give him more. That's going to take away from me.
They're battling for a percentage of the pie.
Yeah.
I don't think they're the best of friends, Willard and Loxley. And then sounds like they kind of coexist with each other.
And then, by the way,
there's competition.
And then, by the way,
they're fighting for resources.
The lacrosse coach, the soccer coach, and the field hockey, they're all grasping for scraps.
They just have to get the crumbs to fall off the table.
Yeah.
Like, that's
what happens. They might get a few hundred thousand. They're not getting what the football and basketball.
I mean, they're the non-revenue producing sports.
I think the only way Willard doesn't sign today is if Pine says, all right, I can't give you that much.
Right.
I can only give you 5. And he might say, all right, well, Villanova's going to give me 7.
Right. Might be packing my bags.
But that's not what I was told.
Right.
I was told he was doing the contract as we speak in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I believe that. But you know what else sometimes people do? They do, we're also working a contract with Villanova.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back channels.
And we've also seen
play both
people.
Sides. Yeah.
We've also seen people do press conferences announcing they're with a new team and go, I mean, it's only happened a couple times.
There's no doubt he's talking to Maryland. But there's a question as to whether or not, is he still talking to Villanova?
Is he game planning for Florida?
Well, let's hope that's first and foremost.
He better be. He better get up soon.
I'd like to see his agent's recent phone call log. See if some of those are going to the Philadelphia area.
Are there other? What other schools have big schools have openings? Are there any?
I mean, Patino's going to Xavier, so that one's...
Well, Villanova, yeah. I mean, Villanova.
Sean Miller went to Texas.
It's a trickle-down because if, let's just say, Chris Collins leaves Northwestern and goes to Villanova. All right, well, Northwestern has an opening.
Right.
Let's just say Porter Moser goes to Villanova. All right, well, Oklahoma has an opening. Let's just say Willard goes to Villanova. Okay, Maryland has an opening. It's just a trickle-down.
Mm-hmm. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims... Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Kevin Willard can't leave Maryland to go to Northwestern. If that were
that's not a thing. That's too big of a step down.
And again, for all the
ain't going Northwestern.
Again, for all the donks online. And Jeff Ehrman took a beating. Did you see it online?
Well,
I saw that. So Jeff Ehrman just simply tweeted, Willard was supposed to be on the Junkies at 9:40.
He no-showed.
He no-showed.
Yeah.
And then he was just getting attacked. It's kind of like when we get attacked by the HTTR crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He was just getting attacked. Like, people should not have mentioned that because it makes Willard look bad.
But he should look bad.
Well, they were
should have woke up.
They were attacking Ehrman like he was a radio producer.
Right.
Like he was a guy booking Kevin Willard to do interviews.
Yeah.
Which he's not. And again, this Drab and Valdez booked Willard to do the interview. It's not their fault that he didn't call in.
No, but it didn't make us look like douches. Even though we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it makes us look terrible.
I know.
Well, all Ehrman did was state a fact.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Right. I agree.
But he was getting attacked.
People don't like Ehrman already. Like, you know, people don't like him anyway because he deals with gossip and stuff. But you know what I mean?
But he was getting attacked. And I think that Willard caught wind of it, so he made it clear he overslept.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't some sort of conspiracy not to be on the Junkies.
Well, that's his position.
Oh, you buy into the conspiracy?
No, I don't.
I was told he did not oversleep.
Yeah. I mean, it could be another reason, but I don't believe he overslept.
Gotcha.
I believe guys like that, they're pretty regimented. He's not just in there getting an extra hour. I doubt it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe something will happen
but
today.
But, I mean, obviously, he wasn't avoiding anything because Kevin asked him all the pertinent questions, so he wasn't avoiding anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like the avoider type.
No, he's
pretty open.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Anyway, you can vote at Junks Radio. Do you think after you heard what he said, where he's staying at Maryland as of right now, that he means it, he's going to stay, or do you think he's going to leave? The phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. When we come back, what happened to Jameis as the number one quarterback for the New York Giants? It was short-lived. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.